ओके, व्हाट इज राज विद्या? ओके 9.2, व्हाट इज द डिफरेंस बिटवीन राज विद्या एंड राज गुह्यम? राज विद्या, बिलीव देयर क्वेश्चन एक्सप्लेन्स दैट लिटरली इट कैन बी द किंग ऑफ नॉलेज, बट इट कैन ऑल्सो मीन राजाणाम विद्या, इट इज द नॉलेज ऑफ द किंग्स. So king of knowledge Prabhupada means that there are very many different kinds of knowledge. There is knowledge about the world, then there is knowledge about the soul, then there is knowledge about Brahman, then there is knowledge about Paramatma. Now, among all such knowledge, forms of knowledge, the knowledge of Bhagavan, knowledge of the highest manifestation of the absolute truth, that is the king of knowledge. It says the king is the greatest among all people. The king of knowledge describes that knowledge which gives the knowledge of the greatest reality. And now the other meaning is Rajanam Vidya, that means the knowledge of the kings. What it means is that this knowledge, in one sense, if people are Brahminical, they are expected to have spiritual knowledge. They will have knowledge about Krishna. But it is when the kings, when those who are the social leaders and social influencers, when they have the knowledge, then society will be benefited by it. So that's why Krishna also says, Evam Parampara Praptam Imam Raj Rishayo Viduhu. In parampara, this knowledge was given to the Rajarishis. Prabhupada translates Rajarishi as the saintly kings. Literally, if you say Rajarishi, the translation will be royal sages. Rajarishi. So, either way, whether you say royal sages or saintly kings, the point is that they are rulers in the world. So, they are material rulers, but they are also spiritual seers. And that combination of being a spiritual seer and a material ruler, that when there's a combination, that can do good to the world. If somebody is just a spiritual seer, but that person doesn't have much power in the world, then they cannot benefit the world much. A person is just a material ruler, but they don't have much spiritual vision, then again they can't do benefit to the world. So when the kings get this knowledge, then they will become a combination of spiritual seers and material rulers. And they will be able to bring about transformation in the world. That's Raja Vidya. And Raj Guhya means it is confidential knowledge. So what is the confidentiality? Guhya is secret. The secrecy is not that these verses of the Gita are not known to anyone, or they are kept in a secret chamber somewhere where nobody can see. It's not like that. The secrecy is that their essential meaning cannot be understood unless one approaches properly. And that proper approach is through devotion. Krishna has already told earlier in the 4th chapter that Arjuna, I am giving this knowledge to you. Bhakto sime sakha cheti. And later at the end of the chapter, Gita also says, Bhaktyamam vijanati in 18.55. So, it is confidential in the sense that unless one has the right attitude, one approaches with the right motive, at least the right aspiration, then one cannot understand the message. Just like if there's a delicious bottle of honey, now, if I try to experience with anything other than my tongue, I try to scratch it, I try to crush it, I try to play catch with it, I try to make it into a boxing bag, none of these I will be able to get the taste of honey. There's a particular way, that is, I have to open it and drink it with my tongue. So, like the knowledge of the Gita, many people can study it, many people can get some insights from it, many people can write commentaries on it, and there will be something valuable in those books. But the essential message of the Gita can be got only through bhakti. And because people who have bhakti are few, and that's why Krishna says Raj Guhya. It is like they say in some mystery novels, often something is hidden in plain sight. And it's there, it's so obviously there that people don't think, oh, it might be here. There is some object which is it's hidden in plain sight. So the Bhagavad Gita's knowledge is hidden in plain sight. The verses are there for everyone to see. But it just can't, some clue or some treasure that is hidden in plain sight. It's just that it's kept in such a way that people don't think it could be like this. So like that, Bhagavad Gita can be understood only when we change our heart, when we develop our love for Krishna. And till that point, we may get to know the Gita. But we will get to know about Krishna also, but we will not know Krishna. It's just like a doctor, a mother knows her baby, and a doctor who is saying clinical treatment for the baby. A doctor may also know the baby. Now, doctor, from the biological point of view, doctor will be the blood count, the platelets count, even the urine composition, the stool composition. The doctor may know all this more than what the mother knows. But the doctor doesn't know the baby. The doctor knows about the baby. The doctor knows about all the physical parameters of the baby. Whereas the mother knows the baby. Because the mother is approaching the baby as a person. And is having a loving relationship with the person. Similarly, those who study Gita from an academic but non-devotional perspective, they are like doctors. They may know a lot about the Gita, but they will not know Krishna as a person. They may know about Krishna. Yeah, Krishna appeared over here. Krishna killed this demon there. Krishna did that. Krishna did that. But their heart will not be attracted to Krishna. Their heart will not be attracted to Krishna because they will just not be able to connect with Krishna. There's a person who wrote academic scholar, he wrote something like, he studied 108 commentaries in the Bhagavad Gita. And he tried to compile all of them together. And at the end he said, Bhagavad Gita is an utterly incomprehensible book. So all those commentaries, it just increases confusion. Samshayatma, it just increases confusion. But you can't even know what it means. So it's not by study alone. It is by devotion that the essential import of the Bhagavad Gita can be understood. That is the meaning of Rajguhya. It is the king among secrets. There is no other way except devotion through which we can unlock the meaning of the Gita. Thank you very much. Gantraj, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Gaura Bhaktavinda ki.